Good morning. This is Brother Marlon again here. Praise the Lord for a new day has come. Hallelujah. I've been pondering, meditating some things lately, and it's been coming out, especially been listening to some of the things I've been saying this week. I've been pondering this whole thing of what God has promised us and why He has promised it to us and what the conditions are. And I touched on it somewhat here the last 2 days, but today I'd like to bring it out one more time, just in case we're not persuaded already, that this time we may become persuaded that what God is saying is really what God means. This one here is taken out of 1 Kings 9. My subtitle, my Bible, is God's Covenant with Solomon. It's very powerful, very powerful, and it really catches my ear as I hear these words being read. And I wanted to really sink into your own heart of the reality of what God is speaking about here. And it came to pass, we're in 1 Kings chapter 9. It came to pass when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desires which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time that he had appeared unto King Gideon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication, and thou hast made before me I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. If thou wilt walk, now this is the promise, this is what God is saying, I have sanctified this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever. Mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually, which means always. This is what God has promised, and I say, and if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart, in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel, but if ye shall at all, if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods, and worship them. Then, this is what God is going to do if we worship other gods, and do not love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Then will I cut off Israel out of the land. I will cut you out of the land which I have given you. This house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And this house which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, what has the Lord done? Why has the Lord done nothing to this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, which brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. You see the picture. God promised that He would always have His name in that temple forever. Forever. If thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked. But if ye shall turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut you off, and I want to bring this into our own personal lives one last time to show us what Jesus meant in the New Testament. He says, ye cannot serve God and mammon. The illustration is there so crystal clear in the Old Testament. It's so clear to us that as long as Israelites, as long as the children of Israel followed God and worshiped God and kept Him as their Savior, kept Him as their all in all, He was with them. He guided them. He directed them. He protected them. He fought their battles for them. But as soon as they turned and went against them, against God, and began to worship their own gods, God forsook them. God would go away from them until they repent, and then they would come. Then God would, in His great mercy, would come back. And then, here's what I really want us to catch: Jesus reinforces that when He comes here on this earth. He reinforces that very thing that you, that we as a New Testament believer, cannot serve two masters. We are either serving the Lord or we are serving ourselves. We are serving what we are doing what God wants us to do, or we're doing what Satan wants us to do. There is no in between. There's no middle ground in this area of walking with God or not walking with God. So I really want us to grab that one and realizing that that is a reality that we face, and not only a reality that we face for our own lives, but for our children's lives. And the decisions that we make at this time, in this day and age, will directly affect our children. And the times that we are struggling and we might fall back into the old God, don't expect your children to walk. Yes, you will. Your children, if you don't repent of those sins, your children will suffer for those sins that you have done. And we also know, also in James, it speaks about, there's no temptation that has come to man that God doesn't give you the grace to not get over. There's nothing that comes your way that God cannot take care of for you. So, just, you know, we brought out the practical illustration of the promise to Solomon, but if you do not do these things, if you turn against me, then I will do this. And again, in the New Testament, Jesus is very clear. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve me and Satan at the same time. You cannot have two masters. So let's fix our heart and our focus on God, and let's serve Him with a whole heart, trusting Him to even work out the smallest details in our lives. And to not get too worried about the future of saying, I can't see my way through. We are called to walk by faith. And walking by faith is not seeing a mile down the road. It's not seeing a year down the road. It's only seeing here and now and trusting God for the there and then. Well, God bless you and have an excellent day.